pastor in a Central Asian nation is under investigation for ministry. Faith-based contributions are helping the HIV/AIDS problem in Zambia, and the murder of two Christians in Nigeria alarms believers. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. An urgent prayer request is coming in from an undisclosed Central Asian nation in the former Soviet Union. Persecution of Christians is increasing. This time it's not communism. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba.
Now it's Islamic persecution or radical Islam, you know, that is trying to block Christianity expanding and growing in those countries.
Rakhuba says a pastor in the region says authorities are watching him 24 hours a day. He's concerned about arrest and imprisonment. With doors appearing to close in some nations, investing in Russian Ministry's Schools Without Walls program is important. It only takes $350 a year.
You are investing, you know, in multiplication, because those who we train, they will become trainers. And then they will reinvest their experience, their knowledge. They will reinvest their skills to continue reaching out.
While they're concerned, Christians are proud that they can follow in the steps of Christ. Pray that the church continues to grow despite this persecution. Next, each day, HIV/AIDS is taking the lives of four school teachers and two police officers in Zambia. Multiply that by 365 days, and the effects have left thousands orphaned. World Hope International's Jeff Johnson says they're attacking the problem head-on with their Community Orphan Trust program.
This is a church-based initiative. The church is the focal point of every village. Within this community trust, we organize volunteers within a local church that provide support to orphans and vulnerable children.
Johnson says they've been able to do more outreach because of the U.S. government's faith-based initiative dollars. That money can't be used for evangelism, but it can be used as a match challenge. As private dollars are raised,
the faith-based money can go to funding the practical humanitarian needs, allowing us to use our private resources to bring in a message of the gospel.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Voice of the Martyrs Canada is reporting the deaths of two young Christian men in Nigeria. According to a Compass Direct report, the pair died at the hands of Muslim militants in Kaduna State. Local Christians believe these two murders are an effort to wipe out Christianity from northern Nigeria and stop ministry growth. Although the government is trying to initiate dialogue between the two faith groups, their efforts have been undermined by the wave of violent attacks on Christians. Meanwhile, Ghana's Department of Social Welfare estimates that there are 21,000 children on capital city streets without a parent to protect them. That's for just one city in a country roughly the size of the state of Michigan. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says they're part of the solution.
Every Child Ministries has opened a new girls' home in Ghana, located at Haven of Hope, which is our 8-acre campus. The second home means that we'll now be able to take in up to 64 children. We'll be admitting children from our waiting list as soon as sponsors can be found.
Through their ministry, they're spreading seeds.
We provide for their education up through secondary school, including vocational training if they need it, and just make sure that all of their needs are cared for during that time. Of course, trying to show them the love of Jesus, giving them Christian teaching, and trying to lead them to Christ.
And Purpose Driven Ministries announces it's the first HIV/AIDS Youth Summit slated for World AIDS Day, December 1st. The team believes that the next generation of Christians must be mobilized to join in the fight against HIV/AIDS. The conference is aimed at helping students understand Christ's commitment to the lost within the framework of these issues. They'll leave the Youth Summit equipped to launch an HIV ministry from the church or make their current efforts more effective. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available the free book, A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. It's a story of one man's mission that will prepare you for God's work at home and abroad. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.